The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
All right, hello and welcome back to another episode. Matt and Ez here. This is kind of just some quick news update here. I thought we'd talk about Ez because this covers kind of a lot of the things we talk about, really.
You and I talk, obviously,
we talk all the time. We have all these different projects, Bend the Knee and Hyperspace and Matt and Ez Show and Elder One and all these things. But this kind of works on a few different fronts here. And there is some kind of news that came out of some rumblings this past week that affects a lot of sort of Warner Brothers DC projects, including the future of the Dumbledore franchise and like the Flash and the DC projects here. So Ezra Miller, right? This is all kind of not really breaking news here, but Ezra Miller, obviously he plays the Flash, right? In the DC stuff, and he plays, God, what's his name in the Harry Potter?
Credence
Dumbledore, right?
Credence Dumbledore, right?
In the Harry Potter thing. So there was last week a like Secrets of Dumbledore cast interview, right? Is they're beginning to sort of build that up because that's coming out here in the next few days. And it was like the whole cast. And they're being interviewed by the guy who plays Draco Malfoy, whose name I always forget. But nonetheless, Ezra Miller wasn't there because he got arrested. There's like a video of it. You can kind of go find it online. He's kind of being a jerk. It's hard to tell because you can't really see the whole deal. But anyway, he got arrested. And so he wasn't there for this thing. And there are more and more reports coming out now that he has been nothing but a rude person, not pleasant to work with on the Flash set, and the Flash has been like pushed back. So there's kind of a lot of things going on, but apparently as all of these changes are coming to Warner Brothers, as it's like getting merged with Discovery Channel here in like the next few weeks, like the CEO of Warner Media just like resigned, or not resigned, I mean, well, he did, but it was like they knew he was going to be leaving, and he left like today. So there's a lot of big shakeups going on, and a big one is there's all these reports coming out today that there are internal meetings inside Warner Brothers and DC to talk about Ezra Miller's future with the studio. Mm-hmm. Right, he was arrested for disorderly conduct and harassment. According to Rolling Stone, Warner Brothers and DC executives had an emergency meeting on March 30th. That was the day he was arrested. And so the decision doesn't appear to have been formalized. One source says the consensus is to hit pause on any future projects involving Miller, including possible appearances in the DC universe. And we don't necessarily know what's going to be happening with Dumbledore because the movie isn't out yet, whether he doesn't make it past this movie. But my guess is the plan was originally, what, 5 Fantastic Beasts movies? Mm-hmm. So my guess is that it's going to include that as well. So, you know, the Flash movie has been in development hell for years. It's gone through multiple directors, and they're moving all kinds of stuff around because just the way DC has been running, and, you know, ups and downs, and fans demanding a movie that they told us didn't exist, and then we realized it did, and it was infinitely better than the other, you know, Zack Snyder's right. Justice League compared to Justice League. And now like Peacemaker, and he appeared in that, right, as a final cool little awesome cameo. So, I mean, he's involved in a lot of big Warner Brothers projects, including the Harry Potter franchise, Fantastic Beasts, Dumbledore going forward. So nonetheless, there's just a lot of stuff. He's been described as very difficult to work with. The Flash movie is still on pace. We believe there's supposed to be more Dumbledore movies, and a lot of the early reviews are saying that this new movie is like way better than the other two. the Fantastic Beasts movies. Like this one is like, this one's good. This is being described. A lot of the insiders that I watch that I like that talk about the reviews, both kind of had the same opinion with me where they were like, the first two movies were kind of like, okay, they just didn't really know what they wanted to be. And they're like, this one is grounded. It feels good. So it's getting good reviews. So I would imagine we are going to be getting the next two movies. And do we recast Ezra Miller? They already, you know, went through the Johnny Depp thing with Grindelwald.
Right.
Right. So, I mean, as you know, as toss it to you here, man, what are we thinking? How is this going to affect a lot of these projects, Harry Potter and DC going forward?
Well, first of all, this guy and I share the same name. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and tell you right now, I'm a little disappointed, you know, because it's like he's getting arrested for assault and stuff. And I want him to be good. I want people to be they have this awesome opportunity to make really cool content and be in these really cool projects. And I don't know if it's the stress or what it is. I was reading some articles there where it's like he's not even having a like real aggressive or violent outburst on set. It's just like he's losing it a little bit. Like he's lost a step, or he's saying that the reports are is that he doesn't know his lines, or that there's something going on. And then there's a lot of these outbursts when he has either been drinking, or what's reported in Hawaii is that he was at a bar and was intoxicated and did, you know, kind of assault someone, I think, right? It's pretty
well,
big.
Here's the video. Thanks, TMZ. You know they'd have it. How does TMZ get this stuff?
I'm paying somebody. I don't even know. And so, also, it's too bad because you know people are going to be recording you as this is going on.
Right.
You know?
I don't really know.
I've not seen this yet, to be honest with you.
Sort of the footage, he's just kind of standing around. Does he end up punching this guy or something? Or I don't know exactly what's.
This is confronting. Wow. And she's like pushing him away or whatever. Yeah. They're at the Union Bar.
Yeah. Is that something like Tiki Bar was the whole deal? I don't know. Okay. Does anything actually happen in this video?
Probably not.
It must have happened when he went inside, but there he is, and now he's talking to police. Yeah. So ultimately, I mean, it sucks because he's a really good actor.
He is,
I really like him as the Flash, and I think I'm probably guessing that I haven't seen it yet, but it comes out, you know, in like I think a week ish. It comes out next week as we're sitting here recording this. That the new Harry Potter Fantastic Beasts movie is going to be great.
Right. You were saying that, and I had heard nothing but good things that Mads Mikkelsen is a big uptick. People really like him. They came in and pulled it off wonderfully. It's got the Hogwarts vibes. It's got a lot of things going for it. And who knows what the whole Creedence situation is. Is he going to survive? Is this not saying it's his final movie. Who freaking knows? He's supposed to be around for, there's two more, like you said. So we imagined he was going to make it and be a deal all the way up until the end. But he might not. Now, the other thing is as you said, the changes that are happening with Warner Brothers, like they have a year until The Flash comes out, don't they? About a year or so until. So they're saying, hey, maybe things calm down. You know, once the dust settles, he's not in the news as much. Then, stuff happens sort of. I don't know. Right.
You just roll with them, maybe, or you replace him.
Right. I hope he someone's going to talk to him because he's made national news now. Like, and that's a sort of a big deal. It's in headlines. I mean, for not the
because because the next Fantastic Beasts movie after this, you would have to imagine, is probably 3 years away.
Mm-hmm.
I would say 2 to 3 years away is probably what, you know, if this movie comes out and crushes it, I would say the earliest we could see the next one is 2 years from now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of the stuff that people are talking about this movie, the Secrets of Dumbledore, is actually some pretty cool. And it sucks that this stuff with Ezra Miller might be the thing that overshadows it, because this is actually like the first mega blockbuster to feature like sort of a gay couple, like it's a gay romance between. I mean, it's like it's the theme, right? Like that's a deal. Absolutely. And so people are talking about how great that is. Jude Law, Mads Mikkelsen doing Dumbledore and whatever,
right?
And Grindelwald, which we do know, like if you read the book,
absolutely,
and you know. Yep. But we've never, I guess we've never really seen something like that in like this type of a level. So I mean, I'm right down, whatever. I mean, it's be awesome. Well,
and that's the thing, like that people celebrated the author when that she came out and said those things. She was tweeting about stuff and explaining
there's that.
Things, people,
there's that on, yeah, I know. There's all the JK stuff too on that people are going to be upset. So
it's got really too many things. Oh, like it's too bad. There's really good people who worked on this stuff. You know, one of the actress that plays Tina Goldstein, right? I was looking this up for weeks. I was dumbfounded as to what happened. Was it COVID, a pregnancy, different things? I'd read rumors that she's very outspoken against J.K. Rowling. But yet people were saying, well, she was going to boycott the film or not be a part of it because of J.K. Rowling's comments or whatever. And that ended up not being the case. She was there for the premiere and she's in it. So that's,
I think she has been outspoken about her, though.
She is outspoken. Yeah, absolutely. And she's tweeted, she's used her social media and her influence to kind of also be like, no, I'm in this project and I'm speaking out against one person. Because, man, I always go back to, there are directors, there are writers, there are people that work for studios that get hired to make movies. Those people have jobs, man. Like,
which, by the way, I think the whole deal, her name is Beyond the Trailer. Grace Randolph is her name. She has like a million subscriber YouTube channel. I watch her stuff because she breaks down all this movie news and what's going on at the studios and all this stuff. That's one of the people I watch a lot. But she was saying, I was listening to her sort of review because she got to see it early and everything, but saying, you know, this movie was great, fantastic, knocks out of the park. But you know, another thing is like, yeah, there's JK stuff. And I went down around a little circle there, but I guess JK didn't write this movie. She did the other two. She did the screenplays for the other two, but they brought in a different writer for this.
Well, that's cool. That's pretty awesome.
I don't think she did the screenplay. She didn't do the screenplay for the Harry Potter movies, did she? I don't think so.
No. She was busy writing, finishing
the book series.
Yeah. Cause I remember this was kind of her thing where she wanted to try to do the screenplay and stuff for Fantastic Beasts. You know, people want to gain experience. They want to try different stuff. She was around the film industry while she was writing the books, and the films are really the books were really successful.
She did not write. She was not the screenwriter. Obviously she's very involved in everything. But it's just as we've seen with a lot of other franchises that we cover, man, like writing is a big deal. In these movies, some people are really good directors, some people are not good directors, some people are really good writers, some people are not good writers. And just because you're a good writer doesn't mean you're a good director, and just because you're a good director doesn't mean you're a good writer, right? I like Wonder Woman 1984, right? Big you know, Patty Jenkins, she's a great director. I don't know that she's a great writer. As far as I can go, right? Rian Johnson.
Yeah.
When I watched The Last Jedi, I'm like, man, this is a gorgeous film. There's a lot of like really cool shots and really good stuff in there. Mm-hmm. But in the writing, I'm like, I don't agree with any of this. So, you know, if I watched another movie where somebody just sort of did it, Game of Thrones, clearly Dan and Dave, DB, you know, Weiss, the guys, they are amazing producers, showrunners, directors. But they wrote some of those episodes towards the end when you know, it's like, oh, you can say, well, they wrote the episodes. No, George wrote the content that you were adapting.
Right.
And then when that content ran out, you were writing stuff.
Yeah.
And clearly you can see a separation.
Right.
It doesn't mean they're not good directors. One of them also wrote the Wolverine Origins movie, which was like awful. It's sort of the way it goes. So if they've got a different screenwriter for this and it's not JK and it's getting praised. Now obviously she's a great author because she wrote, you know, seven of the best best selling books ever made.
Yeah.
Maybe not as good screenwriter, which is good because I want this franchise to succeed. And we watched the first two movies, kind of okay.
Right.
Now this third one, but now, man, there seems like there's a lot of controversy hanging over this because now you already have the JK stuff. You're coming off two kind of mediocre movies that are just big. They're in the Harry Potter thing. Mm-hmm. Then you've got the Johnny Depp stuff. Now you've got the Ezra Miller stuff.
Well, the thing is, too, they know the potential you have with the Fantastic Beast franchise and the connection to Harry Potter. So you don't want to fumble this. Like if you're the studio and you're looking at these things, you're like, look, this money's involved, like the branding here, long-term goals and stuff. If you want to do different series, different whatever it might be, you really want to take care of it. And so you got to make fixes, you got to make adjustments, and it could end up being a great series, if this third episode and the fourth and fifth really, really land, and then we can kind of overlook some of that stuff and say, okay, wow, just almost like a Chamber of Secrets situation where book two, not really that great. Until you get to the end of the series, you're like, wow, holy smokes, the chamber comes back and it's a big deal. And we're like, wow, that's kind of a cool thing. So maybe by the end, a lot of these things are going to pay off. But I don't want to see it dead in the water before, because of all this Ezra Miller stuff and all this J.K. Rowling stuff and these other things. You know, the other thing, Matt, that I think is interesting, you brought in a guy like Mads Mikkelsen and you brought in Jude Law. You brought in some heavy hitting guys, some big time actors. And I think that not that the other ones weren't either, that they definitely were. But I just feel like those guys have been in so many different movies and so many different roles. And they're so well known in the industry. And that's just a fact. They are more well known in the industry than some of the other cast members in the first movie. And now it sort of has this, like, I don't know, maybe it's more professional. Maybe there's more, maybe they brought something extra.
Right.
You know, because sometimes you get those guys who are real experienced and like, hey, this dialogue's not really working. And if that was some of the stuff that they maybe they had arguments with the writers or screenwriter, whatever it is.
Or Ezra Miller on set.
Or that. And they said, hey, man, we can't be having this kind of behavior and this unprofessional conduct. Yeah, who knows? I mean, I'm speculating. So please don't, you know, I know nobody said anything to me about it, but I'm right. Just what you read and what you see and you hear the earlier reviews and you wonder, hey, we want to give our commentary on it and wonder why is this, you know,
so if his character. So I think here's the kind of the scenario is there's already begun a big push to fix his Flash character, yeah. which I think is a pretty easy fix. Because, you know, that's obviously, you know, the Flash is a character who's like rewriting time and all this stuff. But the big push that's begun online is replace him with I always forget his name, but Grant? What's his name?
Grant Gus. Is it Gustin or something like that?
Gustin or something like that. Yeah, the guy who put the Flash TV, the TV character.
Grant Gustin, yeah. I think he would be fantastic. And like you said, you've already seen Ezra Miller's been in on the TV, on the CW production.
Right.
So to me, I was thinking the same thing. Like there's a way to move a different Earth Flash into Earth Prime and say, hey, get
that's
this.
Easy. That's an easy fix.
Yes.
Plus, like they already did a thing where he like that Flash is messing with time. And we had Ezra Miller's Flash come in. And to be honest, the Flash TV show, like, you know, some of these CW shows, it's like it's time to take it out back. It's like it's getting a little long in the tooth, man. You
know? I think they're on their last season, I think, for Flash, because I was surprised that it got renewed. You know what they could do, Matt, and when you think about the Flash, is let's say Ezra Miller had this movie comes out and it does its thing, and then they say we got to move in a different direction, and he says, wow. Like, because people mature, they go through these phases with like success, they get counseling, they figure stuff out, you know, if that happens and he comes back around, like, let's say they go with Grant and they move him in as the new Flash. Well, then you could I'm down for that, too. You could then say, you know what, a couple Flash movies later or whatever, we want to bring back in a reverse Flash and he plays like a villain character, comes back in, or is another Flash. His old Flash comes back. Right.
So yeah, so the Flash side of the equation is like pretty easy to fix.
Yeah.
But what do you do with the Fantastic Beast side of the equation?
Yeah, unfortunately, you don't have the speed force in the Harry Potter world.
If you recast him, then you will have replaced, you know, Grindelwald.
I think it's time for him to go. I think at some point,
then you replace Credence with another, you know, like,
right. I don't know.
Then you've recast so many people in the cast already.
Right. Do they write him out? Is there something? I don't know. We'll have to see what happens at the end of this. Right. Is he a bigger deal? Because Dumbledore fights him. He's fighting him. And I kind of feel like this is the fight prior to, like, you're going to have a movie where tensions going between him and Grindelwald, and then you're going to have the final battle. So I feel like Credence is not going to be there for that battle. I always felt like he was going to be a pre-boss, a buffer, something that we would get to, and maybe that's what they go with. If that's not the case and he's there for two more movies, it's time to shape up and figure out, like, I just don't want
because everyone's talking about how it's going to affect DC, and I'm like, the DC side of the equation I think is easier.
Yeah,
it's I think it's a much easier fix. But if you do it here, it's like you start with Colin Farrell, right? As like not Grindelwald, but he is. And then you have Johnny Depp at the end, right? And then you go from Johnny Depp to Mads Mikkelsen. And then it's like, man, you just replace so many of like these main characters. Because the main Harry Potter series, I think the only big recasting that I know there were some, but the only main recasting that I can think of was Dumbledore, just because the guy who's in the first two movies, just because he died, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Exactly. That's why they did that recast.
They had to. I actually like the, I always forget the guy's name, the guy who played him originally.
Yeah.
I like him in those two movies as like the like when Harry's like younger, you know, and he feels like
Richard Harris,
Dumbledore. Yeah. Yeah, he feels like Dumbledore feels in the books, where he's like this grand old, you know, it's not the Dumbledore you know to become in the later books when things get more serious.
Yeah,
it actually almost obviously, unfortunately, because the actor died, he was really old, but
yeah,
still he died, you know, but it actually almost ended up working out, because I don't know how that guy could have kept going and played the Dumbledore that we needed
soldier,
later. Right? Like yeah. The soldier Dumbledore, yeah, like later.
Right, because he's doing a lot more and everything for sure. Yeah, there might have been at some point even a recasting just based upon like, hey, he's still
right.
Actually, this would have been health issues. Like, if you can't move and you're not that mobile, right. Who knows? Maybe you stunt people. But yeah,
that one
would have been harder.
Yeah. Yeah, that one. It's because he's in the first two. He's really actually takes a big step back in the second movie, and then you have the guy who plays Dumbledore.
The second one.
Yeah.
Michael Gambon.
Yeah.
Yep.
He like plays him from three on and is like much more prevalent in the second movie. The first guy is not there as much. So,
right.
But Credence is like kind of like the whole deal in this. This is kind of like his story. Really. He's like the thread throughout this whole thing.
I know. I don't know what you do. I really don't. I mean, again, it is like Grindelwald has been there as well, too. That's clear. So first movie, second movie, third movie. We've already had the recasting. So it will be a Grindelwald versus Dumbledore situation. But you're right. Credence was the back and forth between Dumbledore and Grindelwald. They're using him in some way or he's going to become some chess piece that is played. I just hope it's played out by the end of this movie. And then you just get into draw up your lines. Give us Dumbledore versus Grindelwald, and let's just go at it. But it depends on how they wrote this movie. It depends on what they did. And I bet you that's why they're having that big meeting. I bet that's exactly it came up, not just the Flash, but it came up in this franchise too, because they have plans with this, man. They've got big plans for Harry Potter.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
It is one of these things I think people forget about is you're like, okay, well, he like a lot. If you go look at a lot of these actors, and you look at the movies they're in, it's typically with like you typically sign like when you work with one of the big studios, mm-hmm. you begin to really look down their list of movies. You're like, wow, actually, like, you know, a lot. Look at all the characters that are in Marvel and in Star Wars. Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a comp like they go together because mm-hmm. It's just so easy. You already work with them. You're under contract for one thing. It's OK. We can have you pop in. Like they see you regularly. Right. Right. And then you look at this. I mean, Ezra Miller is on like he's in both of the two biggest movie franchises for Warner Brothers.
Right. So he's a guy that they got behind and he is a great actor. But let me just read some of this. So this was Rolling Stones, Stone. And they said, let's see, he's known to have a fascination with weapons. This came up and like he's had a lot of stuff. He like called the Ku Klux Klan and like went off on them and stuff. He brought like a bow and arrow to, I don't know, some panel discussion or whatever, and it's just kind of weird.
There's apparently there's a 2020 video showing Ezra Miller choking a woman at a bar in Iceland.
Wow.
It's just like he's a weird dude in the first place.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Let me just read this. Yeah. So the Hollywood Reporter, Miller offered to show this reporter the crossbow from the film We Need to Talk About Kevin, in which the teen actor portrays a high school killer. Quote, you want to see the real bow and arrow from Kevin, man? Because I got it right in the back. I really do. Miller said at the actor's Vermont farm. People usually don't want to see it when I ask them. They usually say, no, I prefer to not see that bow and arrow. And I say, OK, it's up to you. During the interview, Miller also defended gun rights. People need to protect themselves, the actor said. In fact, Miller, who identifies as non-binary, uses they and them pronouns, said they don't have a problem with people owning semi-automatic weapons. Nope. So it goes in this whole thing. It's just like thing after thing after thing, you know? And I don't want to read the whole article to you guys, but maybe we'll put a link down here for you. It's just, they're talking about all of the turmoil over the last, back 2018, really. Right. Things have been going on. I didn't know all that stuff was going on. I didn't realize how kind of, I didn't realize that stuff was happening, you know? So.
Yeah, here's a great, let me read this quote here, because I'm reading the IGN article. And actually, I'm going to go ahead and say I agree with them, is that they're saying Warner Brothers bet big and they bet on the wrong horse here. So this kind of ties into the DC side of it, you know, because they said, hey, we're going to make the Flash, like, because remember, there's a lot of knee-jerk reactions.
Yes,
there's a lot of knee-jerk reactions because Batman vs. Superman came out, and I love it. But and a lot of it ties back to AT&T buying Warner Media, by Time Warner rebranding it to Warner Media. Because then you had a phone company buying this thing. Because their plan, let me just explain.
Lay it out.
AT&T's plan was, you know, we talked about the content wars, right? Okay. Yep. So AT&T's plan was, we have streaming services are the future. Okay. And so what we want is, we have phones. Everybody has phones. Now, in theory, this idea is great. If we buy a media company, we then control the media that everyone's watching on their phones, which is like 70%. You know, it's like, that's where everybody watches everything. So they spent an insane amount of money on this, like, but they were trying to do what Disney started in like 2010, right? I mean, but it's like, it took look how long it took Disney, like, acquiring, and Disney has been a media company forever,
right?
But look how long it took them stepping in and saying, we're going to buy Star Wars and we're going to buy Marvel to really get it turned around. It took Disney, the first phase of Avengers wasn't that good until you got to, like, Iron Man 1 is like really the only good movie out of that bunch until you get to Avengers. It took them like 5 movies to get it right.
Right.
Well, AT&T buys Warner Media, and Warner Media is trying to figure out the DC universe, and they have Batman vs Superman. It's a knee-jerk reaction. They're like, we need to Marvelize DC, and it just doesn't work. It's not that kind of content, right? And it's the same thing with these Harry Potter movies. The first two movies were good, like, okay, but they weren't like what the quality used to be. They're saying, look, they said Warner Media bet on the wrong horse here, because they're like, we want to do a knee-jerk reaction to all this DC stuff.
Right.
And instead of betting on the leader of the DC universe, which is Superman, Henry Cavill, they bet on Ezra Miller. Said he's going to be our next big guy. And look at what Henry Cavill's done, and look at what Ezra Miller's done.
Let's go. Matt, I'm telling you right now. Okay, I've been reading articles because I love covering Superman and talking about it. He has been talking about, he said, the fact that he came out and said this, he said, I still have more to give to Superman. And that means that somebody has told him, hey, your days of giving to Superman are almost at an end, or they are over. And it's like, hold on a second. You can do so much with that character. I hate the knee-jerk reaction stuff because, what was his name? Brandon Routh, back in the day, the Superman movie. People, I don't even know what the
people
heck.
People sleep on that movie. It's
we were not watching. The critics and I were not watching the same movie at all. At all. And I'm just like, this is insane. I would love to see him. I would love to see that actor come back and play Superman again in the multiverse or whatever.
You tell me. Would, like, imagine Henry Cavill in a Harry Potter, you know, Fantastic Beast movie. He would just be the elevation compared to Ezra Miller would be so much better. A movie starring a Fantastic Beast movie with Jude Law, who's already proven, and I haven't seen the next movie yet, to be an amazing Dumbledore, an amazing young Dumbledore.
Yep.
Now, Mad Mikkelsen, I actually like more than Johnny Depp. I'm not a big Johnny Depp fan. I really don't know enough about the whole situation to know should he be kicked out or not. But it seems like the internet is saying Actually, he shouldn't have been kicked out. Yeah. I loved him in Pirates. Yeah, I mean, that's fantastic.
Right. Yep. He's a good actor.
So he's a good actor. His movies aren't always my cup of tea, but whatever.
Right.
But like then with Henry Cavill as like your third, as like that sounds like a sick. Now, I don't know that he would be Credence, but
You can find someone else, though. I mean, again, the guy who plays Newt Scamander, right? Eddie Redmayne or whatever. Like, he could have, he's got that weird, quirky kind of acting ability that he could have done. Not that I would say we shift him around because he's great as Newt, but like, you can find someone else to kind of fill that Credence role, I guess.
I'm not going to lie. I'm out on the whole Credence arc in the first.
In general. Me too, kind of.
It's just like, it's like you're doing there's too much stuff. It should just be Dumbledore. Like, the whole deal in the first place, it's supposed to be the story of Newt Scamander.
I know. Yep, I know.
and then it got turned into, no, it's actually Dumbledore and Grindelwald.
Right.
Well, then, like, why does it have to be called Fantastic Beasts? It could just make it the Dumbledore movies, and they probably would have sold more tickets.
Absolutely, they would have. I know they went this weird whole angle about trying to incorporate.
And then the Credence thing, it's like, I generally don't care. Like the end of the second movie,
Matt's just unleashed right now.
the end of the second movie, where they're like, he's a Dumbledore. It just felt so like we don't know what else to do except be like, he's a Dumbledore. I'm supposed to be all like, man, like who cares? Like,
yeah, I know it did not hit the way they wanted it to. I honestly can feel you on that because I was like, huh, you know, like what? And it just didn't rock. Now I think they're setting it up for this thing where it's Dumbledore's sister had an obscurial, you know, the whole thing or whatever. But right, but still, I know, Matt, I know. Now we've shifted away from the Fantastic Beasts.
The Fantastic Beasts is gone.
They're gone. And it's like that foursome is so cool. You know, Newt and his relationship with Tina, right? Jacob and Queenie. That was the whole thing. And then they have this element of like Newt's case is getting out of control, but they all
and like compliment Newt used to date a Lestrange. Oh, it's Lestrange. It's like
right.
I know. I'm sorry, they're a mess. I've said it before. Like,
yeah,
there's so the cool pieces.
Yeah, and I'm always cool. I'm always down to see more of the world, and I'm down to see them expand on it. But flat out, financially, yes, they carry the weight to get the money that they need to get. Now they have the fandom, the base behind it. But it's like, are they critically good movies? No. That's the thing. Is it like you want to be like, dang, that's some good lines, that's some good stuff, and it's just like,
right?
It's, I don't know. The music's good. There's some really good stuff going on. Yeah. It's shot really well. The actors do a really good job, but it is the story, right? It is sort of what is actually going on.
It's also, it's the framing too, because the thing that made the originals so good was Hogwarts. I mean, that really is the central, like, yes, it's Harry and stuff. Like even the final book and the final movies where they're not even in Hogwarts, you still feel the weight of Hogwarts, of like them not being there. And like, you feel like you're missing out, and you feel like it's the learning of magic. You relate to them because like you went through school.
Yeah.
And that's like, and so when you take that piece away,
right,
then it's like, okay, then you really need to go like real simple in your storytelling to give us like, no, we're just going to talk about the magical world and just the Fantastic Beasts.
Yeah.
That would have been fine.
Right.
But instead, it's like Newt Scamander was just like a zookeeper or something. And he's like got all these Fantastic Beasts. It's like, okay, now it's a little more centralized. Mm-hmm. But instead, it's not just Newt Scamander hunting down things.
No.
It's Newt Scamander hunting down things while this war is going on. And then you also add in like a secret Dumbledore. It's like the whole secret Dumbledore thing could be its like own movie franchise, like let alone like to shove. It's too much. And you don't have Hogwarts.
Yeah. And so, you know what they said, and I think this is the thing. The reviews are saying there is more Hogwarts in this movie. Like they try to patch it. And again, you go, well, that doesn't really fit. You don't want to see them do that just as a knee-jerk thing. Like, okay, let's go back to Hogwarts and make this a thing. But they're saying some of that magic is back, and it makes more. Hopefully, it makes more sense. And everything.
Or like a movie centered a movie like a Harry Potter thing centered around somebody at the ministry and like what they're dealing with at the minute, like at the ministry when this stuff's going on, like show the different departments, make it sort of more like, you know, not like a political, know what I mean? Like you have that center of like, you know, like you do it through the eyes of like, you know, if we did a movie that was like through the eyes of like Mr. Weasley, where it's like, he's at work and you got to deal with people, you can get that sort of office humor and people relate to that. Like this, it's hard to relate to because there's nothing that it compares to. Like you always, in a lot of even movies that have nothing that are like fantasy or whatever, like you still have normal interactions that people are like familiar with and stuff like that. It's like go watch any war movie. Yeah. Of like some, and it's like you always see somebody going through like basic training or something like that. And it's like we can envision like the idea of going through basic training if you haven't.
Right.
It's well, like we get it. It's like it's hard, and they're always being pushed, and they're, you know, always getting yelled at, and all this stuff. It's like we get it. We get that.
Well, in Harry Potter, right? The whole thing is we all know what it's like to go back to school every year. School starts, it ends. There's classes, there's teachers, there's homework, exams. Like that's relatable, and we see the frustration raw, and we're just like, God, do we have to do this? And Hermione's like, yes, we do. Like, I mean, you can totally relate to that. And that there's a nostalgia there for all of us who went to K through 12 school.
Yeah. Like the final movie, it's like a road trip.
Yeah.
And the final book, it's like a road trip. Right. They're camping, right? They're on, like, they're out in the wilderness. Like we've gone camping. We get it. These movies are so all over the place. And it's so much stuff that we have, like, you can't even like contextualize it with sort of like regular human elements. That's why the best parts of it are like Jacob and Queenie, because we get it. It's an awkward sort of like flirtatious
relationship.
Yeah. That part we get.
Right. That's why like Newt trying to figure out how to say that Tina has salamander eyes and stuff is like, oh, that's weird.
That's
but
funny.
Like, it's funny. Yeah. Works. Okay. You get that. You even get Newt and his brother. His brother's got this nice, awesome career at the ministry. Like that kind of works. And he's like this weird, you know, zoologist or whatever. So so when you stick with those guys, just the four, it's okay. And then you can almost sort of see the lens like, okay, we're experiencing the wizarding world through them, but it's such a unique way to experience it. Like you said, there's no standard. There's no like consistent that you go to all the time. Like you're, and a part of what they're trying to do is build the world. They're saying, okay, we're going to go to America. Then we're going to come back to here. Then we're going to go to France. Then we're going to go to Germany. Then we're going to go to Asia. And you're all over the place. And it's just like, now it's cool if you can. But the problem is they got to stick with those four and really keep those dynamics rolling. They started kind of, and I know it crumbled for a reason because of Queenie, but they just felt all over the place. It felt weird.
And now it's like, now you have the Dumbledore stuff. And then the Credence thing. So, in all honesty, if Ezra Miller is getting fired, which I think he is, I'm going to be honest. I feel like he's
putting a stop on what, like, there's a big hold on anything.
Something's on any future projects, probably.
Right. There's a hold for now, like, on that.
It might actually be better. Again, the DC side of the equation is an easy fix.
Right.
But the Harry Potter ones, it might actually be more beneficial for the future Fantastic Beasts movies if you do cut that storyline, because we just don't care.
Yeah.
It was unnecessary from the get go.
Yeah. It's this weird thing. It's an obscurial. Okay. Newt knows about it. They're trying to connect it now to Dumbledore, which might be somewhat cool, but at the same time,
obscurials are a new thing. It's like, oh, they're these super powerful things. And it's just like, okay, well, like, why didn't Voldemort seek out obscurials?
Yeah.
Well, Matt, they're so powerful.
Yeah. The other thing that's really interesting is like, you don't have to reinvent anything crazy. I mean, you could have just told us it's Dumbledore versus Grindelwald and we've been like down. You already explained in the first series that there was a dark wizard before Voldemort, and we're in on that. And actually, what's cool about the regular series is that Voldemort goes and seeks out Grindelwald for the freaking Elder Wand, and you're like, oh my, that's a cool thing. And now we get to go back and see that story, but it's almost like they were trying to hide it from us in the beginning. Like, this is not what we're doing. We're not doing Dumbledore versus Grindelwald. You're not going to know what this is. And it was some secret that they're going to slide in under our noses. And it's like, now it just feels weird. You know,
it's because they started with the Fantastic Beasts thing. Now, that would have been fine had it just been a Fantastic Beasts thing.
Right.
And you could give us some sort of villain, you know, or something, and then tie in like Grindelwald and all that stuff at the end. But it's like it's going on at the same time. And it's just like,
yeah, there are some people who love this series and they're probably just like, God dang it, guys. What the heck?
There's pieces of it I like. It just doesn't.
Yes.
It's like eating. It's like it's hard for me to describe exactly what it is, where it's like, you know, I am down to sit down and eat a dinner where I've got like mashed potatoes and gravy. And then I'm also down to eat pizza, but I don't want my pizza inside. I probably would like that. But, you know,
right.
I don't want like blueberry tart in my mashed potatoes and gravy.
No,
It's like that. No. Those don't work together.
I know what you're saying. Like the foods can all be good. They're all really good elements. But when you put them all on the same plate and eat them all at the same time, it's weird. It's too much weird.
Yeah.
So
anywho, that's kind of some news that's going on, I guess, in the Warner Brothers sphere that affects both DC and, you know, the wizarding world here. And so it's seeming, unfortunately, like, you know, Ezra Miller might be getting the can. If he does, it might actually be the best thing that happened to now the DC side of it. I don't know, because you need it's the easy fix, right? But is it gonna jack stuff up? The Harry Potter side of it, it might actually end up being more beneficial, because then we can get rid of that storyline that I think nobody really cares about.
Yeah. Okay.
So awesome. All right, guys. Well, hey, thank you guys as always for listening. Be sure to check out all of our projects, right, which you can find on Apple Podcasts, anywhere. Bend the Knee, our Game of Thrones podcast, The Matt and Ez Show, our kind of everything podcast, The Elder One podcast, obviously, where we talk Harry Potter, Hyperspace Hangout, where we're talking Star Wars. Man, Lego Star Wars is out and it is a ton of fun. Obi-Wan is coming as an air. Super, super stoked for that. And Here's the Horn, where we talk Wheel of Time. You can find extended content for all of our shows on Patreon and on Apple Premium. As always, we will see you guys next time. And thank you, as always, for listening.